Clint Eastwood's plan to build a golf course has put him on a collision course with thousands of ancient pine trees. On California's Monterey Peninsula, the actor and director wants to build a course along with his partners, Peter Uberoth and Arnold Palmer. That's raising questions about the trees that would be cut down in the Del Monte Forest. NPR's John McChesney reports.
When you approach the Monterey Peninsula, the first thing you notice is the dark green mantle of trees cloaking their rugged hills, contrasting dramatically with the dark blue Pacific. The Monterey pine is not a monumental tree standing by itself. Its trunks rarely exceed 2 feet in diameter, and it grows to only a modest height. But the densely packed Del Monte Forest, its canopy festooned with chartreuse Spanish moss, presents a striking picture. In this section, tiny streams flow along a forest floor teeming with grasses and flowers. David Dilworth is an ardent opponent of Eastwood's Pebble Beach Company.
The forest, for about a half a mile that way and about a quarter mile this way, is all proposed to be turned into a golf course. And yet this is a natural, healthy Monterey pine forest ecosystem, one of the last left in the world. What they're proposing is a slow-motion ecological train wreck.
Dilworth and others here say they can't understand why Eastwood and company want to cut down 17,000 trees to build another course in an area that already has 8 world-famous links. 5 years ago, the company spent $1 million on TV commercials showing Eastwood strolling through the pines, urging voters to save the forest by voting for Measure A. The initiative passed with a handsome majority. Janice O'Brien, a longtime Pebble Beach resident, says Measure A was a Trojan horse.
What they didn't tell the public was that there were amendments within the initiative that didn't spell out the big changes.
O'Brien says Measure A was a clever strategy on the part of the Pebble Beach Company to pressure the county and California's Coastal Commission.
They could bull the plan through our hopeless county and throw the initiative and the plan to the Coastal Commission and say, by the way, boys, the public did vote yes on this initiative.
The county supervisors did approve the plan, but California's Coastal Commission says it will have the final word, regardless of the county's action. The commission was established in 1972, partly to prevent local governments from caving in to developer pressure. Peter Douglas is executive director of the commission staff.
We have told the county and the company that they must submit Measure A for the Coastal Commission's review. They have refused to do that, and as a result, have now approved a project that's not legally approvable.
Alan Williams, Clint Eastwood's right-hand man in Pebble Beach, couldn't disagree more. Williams stands on the windswept clubhouse patio of another Eastwood golf course recently carved out of the green hills near Pebble Beach.
When trees are in the way, we moved them or planted them. The big pine tree you see down here and the oaks and the big giant oaks over there were actually moved into place. So we just readjusted nature a little bit.
Williams says the work done here shows Eastwood's sensitivity to the environment. He says the Hollywood icon's plan for Pebble Beach will set aside nearly 1,000 acres of forest elsewhere and will build far fewer houses in the forest than the previous owner had permits for. The Coastal Commission will take up the issue in the next few months. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.